Despite rejection, there must be. has broken assigned to arrest people here today. I want you to pray this prayer with merciless violence. Believe in the Lord that your enemy shall die in your place. So as many people as are here now, and the enemy is threatening you with death, and the enemy is organizing to celebrate your funeral, you're coming here today as put a stop to that. I want you to pray this prayer with boiling anger. Because as the year is running to a close, the enemy will try and start to struggle. Shout this loud and clear. You are praying for yourself now. Don't joke with it at all. This is power must change hands. Any arrow,
offer,
fired into my body to kill
me.
Can I hear you shouting this loud and clear? There is a sister over there who needs to shout this loud and clear. Die!
fa Jesus.
Begin to kill that harlot.
In the
name of Jesus.
Oruko Jesus.
That's why Jesus brought you here.
Ibi ni Jesus bi mo wa si.
Thou power of God.
Agbara Olorun.
In the name of Jesus.
Oruko Jesus.
Let every yoke of the enemy be broken. Let it 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 be broken. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu. Agbadura.
That's wonderful.
Oh, yanu ni eh.
It's happened already.
What the verse in Shele?
Say, garment of sorrow.
Ewi banuje
prepared against me.
Ti won ran lodi si mi.
Catch fire.
Jonah.
In the name of Jesus.
Loruko Jesu.
Set it ablaze now.
Jano sun bayi.
In the name of Jesus.
Loruko Jesu.
Aha.
Beni.
Set it ablaze.
Jano sun. Catch fire. Garment of sorrow, prepare the name. Catch fire. In the name of Jesus. Catch fire. Catch fire.
Something is happening over there. Masopola kaya bo shendera bo kopola barama. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu. Agbadura.
As we pray this next prayer, it is possible that some people may not be able to stand on their feet because something will happen to them instantly right there where they are. Any organ in my body that is about to die. Can I hear you shouting this loud and clear? Something is happening already. Can you shout it with holy anger? Wake up! In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Wake them up!
Body is about to die.
Wake up. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu. Agbadura.
Silence now.
Kida keroro wa bayi.
I told you what will happen.
What do we for you tell you until you tell it?
The resurrection power
Agbara Jinde
of the Lord Jesus Christ,
the Jesus Christ Oluwa,
is flowing from the top of the head
Olo lati ori
to the soles of the feet.
Si atele ese.
And every deadness
gbogbo ohun kiku
in the body
ninu ara
is receiving life.
O gba iye
now
bayi.
That's first person.
Any akoko ni.
That's number two.
Any keji.
That's number three.
Any keta.
That's number four.
Any keri.
That's number five.
Any karu.
That's number six.
Any kepa.
Seven.
Ikeji.
Eight. Nine. Ten. 11. 12. 13. 14. 15. 16. 17. 18. 19. 20. Yes, that's the power of God coming upon you.
Lord, 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 Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Father, we thank you for a time like this. And we
praise
your holy name for your mighty hand of power and strength.
As you look on me, my God,
I accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Thank you, because you are the great God in the highest. You are the one whose power is the unchallengeable power. You are the one whose power is the imperial power. You are the one who has all the power that nobody can contest with. You are the one whose power is the absolute power. You are the one whose power is above all powers. In that mighty power here this morning, let each and every one presented here this day become candidates of uncommon testimonies, of uncommon breakthroughs, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Loruko nla Jesu
lagbadura. Loud amen.
Abi torin le.
Loud amen.
Abi torin le ju bayen lo.
Before you sit down, I'd like you to prophesy into the life of seven persons. Look at somebody straight in the eye. Say, my friend. Any power that wants you to die shall die in your place. In the name of Jesus. Say to seven persons. Make sure there are seven in number. Shout a loud
hallelujah.
Let's have a seat. God bless you. In this very special Palm
Exchange,
many amazing things shall happen here today. For God is going to visit somebody. And that visitation will move your life forward. The visitation will shock your friends. And surprise your enemies. Listen carefully to this message, which is the anchor on which we are going to rest the other prayers we need to pray here today. The mystery of mercy. The mystery of mercy. Sisters, what did I say? And brothers, this will take us to some prayers here today. But to be very attentive and listen carefully. We read from the book of Lamentations. We're going to look at some interesting passages. Then I'll put these passages together before we now go back to our prayers. Lamentations chapter 3. From verse 22. Lamentation.
Jeremiah
3. From 22. You find Lamentations after the book of
Jeremiah.
And here we read one of the most popular choruses in Christendom. Lamentation
3:22.
It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. It's from there we have the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. It's from this passage that song was taken. Look at it again from verse
22.
It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Straight away, you know that is something known as the Lord's mercy. And that mercy has capacity to prevent you from being consumed. And that if it were not for that mercy, who would have been consumed? Many of us have done a lot of terrible things that we ought to have been consumed. That mercy has retained you and has brought you here. We need to find out how to key into the mystery of mercy. They are new every morning. Look at somebody very early in scripture who received mercy. A decree had gone forth in heaven against Sodom and Gomorrah.
A
decree was that everything there should be destroyed. But in Genesis chapter 19,
Genesis 19:16,
one man received mercy. All he received was mercy. He ought too to have been consumed because he was part of them, but he received mercy. In Genesis chapter 19, verse 16. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand and upon the hand of his wife and upon the hand of his two daughters. The Lord be merciful unto him, and they brought him forth and set him without the city. How was Lot and his family delivered from that danger? It was through the mercy of God. And in verse 19, say, behold now the servant has found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy. He too knew that it was mercy that delivered him, which thou hast shown unto me in saving my life. Lot was aware. There was that mercy that delivered
him.
I know there will be somebody here this morning who will connect to the mystery of divine mercy, and you shall receive help from above. If you are that person, let me hear you shout
hallelujah.
Now in this popular psalm that we read, the most popular psalm in scripture, Psalm 23,
that's
the most popular psalm in scripture,
Psalm 23 verse 6,
which we know and we read every time.
Say
surely Goodness and what?
Ire ati
and mercy
anu
shall follow me
ni yo ma to
all the days of my life.
Ni ojo aye mi gogo.
That's what that psalm says.
Unti orin David yi wi niyan.
Goodness and mercy.
Ire ati anu.
When those two things follow you,
ngba ti ohun meji won e ba ntele eyan,
it is then you dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Na lo ni to yo ma gbe ile Oluwa laila.
Note that scripture too.
E tun fi ese oro Olorun yi sokan.
Go to the book of, go through the Psalms again, Psalm 136.
Ninu orin David ikerin dini ogoje.
Psalm 136.
Orin David ikerin dini ogoje.
Very powerful psalm.
Orin David ohun o lagbara
po. Psalm 136.
Orin David ikerin dini ogoje.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
E fi ope fun Oluwa nitori ti o seun.
For his mercy endureth forever.
Nitori ti anu re duro lai lai.
Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods.
E fi ope fun Olorun awon Olorun.
For his mercies endureth forever.
Nitori ti anu re duro lai lai.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord of lords.
E fi ope fun Oluwa awon Oluwa.
For his mercy endureth forever.
Nitori ti anu re duro lai lai.
To him who alone doeth great wonders.
Fo ohun nikan ti se ise iyanu
nla. For his mercy endureth forever.
Nitori ti anu re duro lai lai.
To him that by wisdom made the heavens.
Fo eni ti o fi ogbon da orun.
For his mercy endureth forever.
Nitori ti anu re duro lai lai.
He doeth great things because of his mercy.
O nse un la nitori anu re.
Understand this, beloved.
Eje ke eleyo ye yin ara.
And let's go briefly to the book, to the New Testament.
Kayara lo sinu majemu titun.
In Matthew chapter 5,
Matthew ori karun
verse 7.
Ese ikeje.
We begin to see a little bit about the mystery of mercy.
A o tun ri ohun die nipa ohun aditu anu.
Matthew chapter 5,
Matthew ori karun
verse 7.
Ese ikeje.
We see one interesting thing about the mystery of mercy.
Matthew 5:7.
Blessed are the merciful. What shall happen to them? They too shall obtain mercy. So mercy attracts mercy. That's part of the mystery of mercy. Mercy attracts mercy. So blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. That's a mystery of mercy. Now if you go to the book of Romans, chapter
9,
we will read another mystery of divine mercy.
Divine mercy.
This is where we need prayer seriously here today. Romans chapter
9,
verse 15. For he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion.
Emi o sanu fun eni ti emi o sanu fun, emi o si se iyonu fun eni ti emi o se iyonu fun.
So then, it is not of him that will it,
ki se ti eni ti o fe,
nor of him that run it,
ki si se ti eni ti nsare,
but of God that showeth mercy.
Bi ko se ti Olorun ti nsanu.
Understand this very well.
That
the mercy of God is something you need to ask for. It's not your power, your strength, but it's that mercy that we need. Many have done things that qualifies them for double hellfire.
But
yet God extends the hand of mercy unto them. That's the mystery of mercy. In the book of James, as the final one we want to read before we go on very quickly. James chapter 2.
Jacob, orikeji.
James chapter 2.
Jacob, orikeji.
Verse 13.
Ese iketala.
James 2:13.
Jacob, orikeji. Ese iketala.
For he shall have judgment without mercy.
Nitori eniti ko sanu ni a o se idajo fun laisi anu.
That has shown no mercy. And mercy rejoices against judgment. Let's now look at some hard facts. about mercy itself. Then from there we begin to pick our prayers. Mercy is compassionate treatment. Mercy is disposition of being kind and forgiving. Mercy is forbearance. Forbearance from inflicting punishment on an adversary or a lawbreaker. Somebody is an adversary, is a lawbreaker, and is qualified for judgment, but is pardoned. Mercy means compassion that causes one to help the weak, the sick, or the poor. Mercy will favor you without you being qualified for it. Mercy will fight for you although you are weak, yet it fights for you to make you strong. Mercy can judge others for your sake and then judge you for his sake if you are not careful.
O le se daje lomiran nitori yo tun wa se idajo ti re nitori tara re bi o ba kesara.
Mercy is a double edged sword.
Anu je ida oloju meji.
You qualify for it.
Oye fun.
If you say you are qualified for it,
o ba lo oye fun,
you score zero.
O gba odo.
But when you show mercy,
you
attract it to yourself.
Mercy
is not a license for committing sin.
Mercy
is different from forgiveness. God is merciful even when you don't
sin. Mercy
and what we call grace in the Bible, they are inseparable twins.
Anu ati ohun ta npe ni ore ofe ninu bibeli ibeji ti o se pe ya ni won.
Mercy is not getting what you deserve to get.
Anu ni ki eniyan ko ma ri ohun to ye ko gba gba.
The punishment he deserves, he didn't get it. That's mercy.
Idajo to ye fun eniyan oni to won ori gba ohun to nja anu niyan.
Grace is getting what you don't deserve, good things you don't deserve.
Ore ofe ni bi gba nkan rere ti o leto lati gba.
That grace will save you, but the mercy will sustain you. Mercy will eliminate the pain, but grace will cure the disease. Mercy will offer you relief from punishment. But grace offers you pardon for the crime. That's why the Hebrew word for mercy is very interesting. The Hebrew meaning means to get inside somebody's skin. You feel what they are experiencing and then pardon them. Mercy is the gift given to the guilty. Some time ago, some holy men, they grabbed a woman from the streets and dragged the woman to Jesus.
Say,
Jesus, this woman was caught in adultery. In the very act of adultery. According to the law of Moses, he said we should stone this woman.
So,
but what do you say? They wanted to trap Jesus. If Jesus said, don't stone him, jump stone her.
He
said, you are against Moses. If Jesus said, stone her.
They
said, but you preach to us, love your neighbor as yourself. They wanted to trap Jesus.
These
men drag this woman to Jesus.
So we
caught this woman
in
adultery.
In
the very act.
But
it was interesting that they brought the woman, but they didn't bring the man. The Bible says Jesus did not say one word. But he bent down and began to write on the ground. I can guess correctly what Jesus was doing. All those men who were gathered,
who
was writing their own sin down one by one. As they were reading it, they were going away. So
reading,
they were going away. By the time Jesus finished writing and he lifted up his head, they had all gone. And Jesus
said to the
woman, said, I've gone. Said, neither do I condemn you.
But
go and sin no more. Here we are men who themselves were in need of mercy. But they dragged somebody, they wanted to deal with the person. I want you to understand this very well. So that when you begin to key into this mystery, you will draw the hand of God to do awesome things in your life here today. Mercy is not found in a state of innocence. Mercy is an investment that brings compassion. Mercy is a sacrifice. And mercy will triumph over judgment. Even if your parents have handed you over to witchcraft judgment, I have a word from the Lord to you here as your Lord this morning. His mercy shall deliver you. In the name of Jesus. Mercy is ability to heal others. When you live without mercy, you die also without mercy. This is why you have to be merciful to.
Nigba to ba n gbe igbe aye re laisanu o ku laire anugba idin niyan to fi gbodo ma sanu.
The Bible tells us in Habakkuk chapter 3 that mercy can be found in appeal in prayer. When you pray,
Bibeli so fun wa ninu iwe Habakkuk ori keta pe nigba ta ba n paro wa ta ba n sipe ta si n bebe ninu adura aleri anugba.
Mercy can be found in the divine authority. Mercy can be found in the power of God. Mercy can be found in the measurement of the Almighty. The Bible talks about the tax collector and the Pharisees who went to the temple to pray. The Pharisees say, oh well, I'm this, I did that, I pay my tithe, I do this, I do that. I'm not like that sinful tax collector over there. But the tax collector, the Bible says, he did not even lift up his head. But he prayed a powerful prayer. Say, Lord, have mercy on me. I'm a sinner. The Bible says he went home justified. The prayer of blind Bartimaeus in Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And that cry of mercy put a break on Jesus.
Adura Batime wa foju ninu Bibeli ni Jesu omo David shanu fun mi. Adura anu ton kigbe re yi o si ko aile lo si ese Jesu.
When you cry out for mercy, it puts a break on Jesus.
Nigba to ba kera ara fun anu yo mu ki Jesu dese duro.
There is somebody here this morning who will cry out for that mercy.
Eli kon be ni bi loro yi ti o kegbe fun anu.
Your cry will put a break on Jesus.
Ere yo si da Jesu duro.
If you are that person, let your amen be loud. The commonest prayer in the book of Psalms.
Adura to wopo julo ninu iwe orin Dafidi.
You know, the psalm is a compendium of warfare prayers.
Ya kukuran ti pe iwe oni psalm o je akojopo awon adura ogun.
The psalmist prayed red hot prayers.
Oni psalm a ma gba awon adura to gbona jojo bi eyin na.
He was used to warfare.
Ogun lo mo nja.
He understood warfare.
O moye ogun jija.
So the man prayed acidic red hot prayer.
Nítorí náà ọkùnrin a máa gba àwọn àdúrà olóró, àwọn àdúrà tó gbóná jọjọ.
Some Bible teachers have called some of the prayers of psalmists that they are curses.
Kódà àwọn tó jẹ́ olùkọ́ni nípa Bíbélì kan wọ́n sọ pé púpọ̀ nínú àwọn àdúrà onísàmù ègún ni.
But you see, when you have an enemy,
ìgbọ́n nígbà tó bá lọ́ta,
that is ready to bite you without remnant,
tó ṣetán láti jẹ ọ́ láìṣe ẹṣẹ́ nǹkankan kù,
then you use your greatest weapon.
Ohun ìjà rẹ tó bá lágbára jù náà ló gbọ́dọ̀ lò.
The commonest prayer in the book of Psalms, beloved,
àdúrà tó wọ́pọ̀ jùlọ nínú ìwé orin Dáfídì,
have mercy on me, O Lord.
Ọlọ́run ṣàánú fún mi.
Can I hear you shouting that loud and clear? There is somebody over there who needs to shout this
word.
So our greatest need, beloved, is mercy.
Ohun ta nilo julo ara ohun ni anu.
And we constantly need that mercy of God.
As in nilo anu Olorun nigba gbogbo.
We must see our needs of God's mercy.
Agbodo ma ri pe a nilo anu Olorun.
We must appeal to God's mercy.
Agbodo ma bebe fun anu Olorun.
We must cry to God for mercy.
Agbodo ma keto Olorun lo fun anu.
We must proclaim God's mercy upon our life.
Agbodo ma pase anu Olorun sori aye wa.
The Bible says the mercy of God is great. The Bible says the mercy of God is rich. The Bible says the mercy of God is manifold. The Bible says the mercy of God is plenteous. The Bible says the mercy of God is everlasting. The Bible says the mercy of God is tender. The Bible said the mercy of God is new every morning. We've read that. The Bible said the mercy of God is high as the heavens. The Bible says is manifested to those who fear him.
Bíbélì ń pé àánú Ọlọ́run ló àánú Ọlọ́run Ọlọ́run a sì máa fi hàn fún ẹni tó bá wù ú.
And those of you are used to reading the Bible very well.
Ẹ̀yin tẹ́ ẹ sì jẹ́ pé ẹ máa ń ka Bíbélì dáadáa.
When you get to the picture of the tabernacle in the Bible.
Nígbà tẹ́ ẹ bá dé ibi àwòrán àgọ́ nínú Bíbélì.
There is a place inside that tabernacle called the mercy seat.
Ibì kan wà nínú àgọ́ náà tá a pè ní ìtẹ́ àánú.
Showing that if not for that mercy, people would have been consumed.
Ó sì fi hàn pé bí ọba sì ti àánú yẹn ni ọba ti pa àwọn ènìyàn run tán.
That's why in the psalm you see mercy referred to in 100 different verses.
Ìdí nìyẹn tó fi rí pé nínú orin Dáfídì inú ẹsẹ̀ ọgọ́rùn-ún láti sọ̀rọ̀ nípa àánú.
And when you combine the Old and New Testament, mercy is referred to in 261 different verses.
Nígbà tá a bá sì ka májẹ̀mú láíláí àti tuntun papọ̀, a ó rí pé a sọ̀rọ̀ nípa àánú nínú àwọn ẹsẹ̀ igba àti mọ́kànléní ọgọ́ta.
One of the most powerful prayer, if not the most powerful prayer you can pray for yourself, is, O God, arise and have mercy on me.
Nítorí náà lára àwọn àdúrà tó lágbára jùlọ bí kì bá ṣe wá ṣòun ni àdúrà tó lágbára jùlọ tó lè gbà fúnra rẹ ni pé Ọlọ́run dìde kó sì ṣàánú fún mi.
Let me hear you roar like thunder as you shout loud and clear. Let your voice roar like thunder.
Ẹ jẹ́ kó ohun yóò kú.
Shout it again loud and clear.
Ẹ jẹ́ kó ohun yóò kú.
You see, those prayers you are praying, you know it's already getting results.
Àwọn àdúrà tẹ́ ń gbà yẹn jẹ́ jẹ́ mọ̀ pé ó ti bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní
méjì jáde. As you are praying,
níbẹ̀ tí ń gbà níbẹ̀ yẹn.
When do you need his mercy?
Nígbà wo ló wá nílò àánú Ọlọ́run?
You need his mercy when your victory is not complete.
O nílò àánú Ọlọ́run nígbà tí ṣẹ́gun rẹ ò bá tí pé.
You need his mercy when mockers are already gathered around you.
O nílò àánú Ọlọ́run nígbà tí àwọn apẹ̀gàn bá ti yọ ká.
And they say, "Well, you have been serving Jesus. Let us see what that Jesus will do for you."
Ni wọ́n sì ti ń gbé ó dà àtijọ́ iná lókun tí ń sin Jésù. A ó rí ohun tí Jésù òun yóò ṣe fún ọ.
You need his mercy when unbelievers are already asking you, "Where is your God?"
O nílò àánú Ọlọ́run nígbà tí àwọn aláìgbàgbọ́ bá ti ń bi ọ́ pé níbo Ọlọ́run rẹ wà o.
You need divine mercy when satanic audience are waiting for your downfall.
O nílò àánú Ọlọ́run nígbà tí àwọn ẹgbẹ́ alátẹ ẹwọ sátani tí wọn bá ti péjọ tó sì ń fojú sọnà fún ìṣubú rẹ.
You need divine mercy when evil powers are challenging God in your life.
O nílò àánú Ọlọ́run nígbà tí àwọn agbára búburú bá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí pé Ọlọ́run níjàánú ayé tirẹ.
You need divine mercy when they are trying to encourage you now to follow worldly pattern because you are not getting results.
O nílò àánú Ọlọ́run nígbà tí wọn bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí gbà ọ níyànjú pé kó dán ọ̀nà táwọn ayé fi ń ṣe nǹkan wò nítorí pé èyí tí wọ́n ń tẹ̀lé tí ṣe ìlànà ọlọ́run kò mú èsì jáde.
You need the mercy of God when you find out in all in everybody in your family they are following an evil pattern and you don't want to follow that pattern.
O nílò àánú ọlọ́run gbà tó bá róye pé nínú ẹbí gbogbo àwọn ènìyàn níbẹ̀ ipa ọ̀nà búburú kan ni wọ́n ń tọ̀ ṣùgbọ́n wò fẹ́ tọ ipa ọ̀nà náà.
Because most of the battles we need to fight.
Nítorí púpọ̀ nínú àwọn ogun tá a nílò láti jà.
Is the weakness is energized by the weakness of our father's house.
Àìlera ilé bàbá wa òun ló ń fagbára fún wọn.
As you are sitting here this morning.
Níbo ti jókòó síbí lówùúrọ̀ yìí?
There are at least 30 ancestors from which problem can flow into your life.
Àwọn ìbátan tó ti wáyé ṣáájú rẹ bí ọgbọ̀n ló wà tí ìṣòro ti lè ti ayé wọn ṣọwọ́
nú ayé rẹ. At least 30 different human beings.
Àwọn ènìyàn bí ọgbọ̀n ló wà bẹ́ẹ̀.
So when you get to that you need mercy.
Nígbà tó bá dé irú ọ̀rọ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀ o nílò àánú.
You have your father and your mother.
Oní bàbá àti ìyá tó bí ọgbọ̀n gan.
You have 4 grandparents.
Oní bàbá ìyá àti ìyá ìyá àwọn yẹn náà wọ́n jẹ́ mẹ́rin.
You have 8 great grandparents.
Oní àwọn bàbá bàbá mẹ́jọ.
Then you have great great grandparents.
Lẹ́yìn o tún ní àwọn tó bí àwọn yẹn náà.
18 and great great grandparents again.
Àwọn yẹn 18. Àti àwọn tó tún bí àwọn yẹn náà 16.
By the time you add the 16 to 8.
Nígbà tó bá fi 16 pọ̀ mọ́ mẹ́jọ.
Get 24.
O di 24.
28.
O tún fi 4 kún yẹn.
2 to 8.
O di 28. O bá tún fi 2 kún.
30.
O pe 30.
So each of us we have at least 30 ancestors.
Ẹnì kọ̀ọ̀kan wa ní àwọn baba ńlá fi ọgbọ̀n.
And from the life of each of these one, problems can flow into our lives.
Láti inú ayé kọ̀ọ̀kan wọn sì rè ìṣòro lè wọnú ayé wa.
Your parentage determines the kind of battle that you fight.
Irú ìbí tó ní yóò pinnu irú àwọn ogun tó jà.
Because if the children of Israel did not go into the land of Egypt, their forefathers would not have any reason to want to get out.
Nítorí pé bí àwọn ọmọ Israẹli ò bá lọ ilẹ̀ Egypt ni àwọn baba ńlá wọn ò ní nílò àti sọ pé àwọn fẹ́ jáde kúrò
bẹ́ẹ̀. If the forefathers of the Israelites did not go to Egypt, the children would not have a reason to come out.
Bí àwọn baba ńlá àwọn ọmọ Israẹli wọn ò bá lọ sí ilẹ̀ Egypt ni àwọn ọmọ wọn ò ní ní ohun tí wọ́n fẹ́ ṣe pé àwọn fẹ́ jáde kúrò bẹ́ẹ̀.
All some of us it is just divine mercy.
Ohun tí òmíràn nínú wa nílò. Ni àánú Ọlọ́run.
Don't deceive yourself, beloved.
Má tan ara rẹ jara.
This is not a time to speak American English or British English.
Kì í ṣe àkókò téèyàn máa fọ Gẹ̀ẹ́sì bí ara Amẹ́ríkà àbí àwọn ti Gẹ̀ẹ́sì
lé lé yìí. This is time for serious prayer.
Àkókò àdúrà tó le ni.
You know your father is the chief of the masquerade in the village.
O mọ̀ pé bàbá rẹ lo lórí àwọn tó ń gbégun lábúlé yìí.
Your grandparents was a native doctor.
Babaláwo ni.
Before that one, those ones
àwọn tó tún ṣáájú
yẹn náà that came before
àwọn tó ṣáájú rẹ
they worship the waters
àwọn yẹn omi ni wọ́n ń bọ.
Of course they have accumulated iniquity for you before you were born.
Láì ṣe àní-àní wọ́n ti kó àìṣe dédé jọ pọ̀ fún ọ kí wọ́n ti ẹ̀ tó bí ọ.
You need his mercy.
O nílò àánú rẹ.
Not to follow the pattern.
Kó má ba tọ ipa ọ̀nà wọn.
Of the iniquity they have prepared for
you. Ti àìṣe dédé tí wọ́n tò kalẹ̀
fún ọ. You need the mercy of God when the enemy has already sucked you dry.
O nílò àánú Ọlọ́run nígbà tí ọ̀tá bá ti mú ọ gbẹ.
Plenty of people come to the mountain of fire and miracles ministry after the enemy has sucked them dry.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ènìyàn ló máa ń wá sórí òkè náà àti iṣẹ́ ìyanu lẹ́yìn ìgbà tọ́ta bá ti mú wọn gbẹ bí ọ̀sùn.
And it's not good for that to be so.
Kò sì dára kó rí bẹ́ẹ̀.
In fact, in everywhere now, the mountain of fire and miracles ministry has been converted to an intensive care hospital.
Kódà níbi gbogbo báyìí nsìn wọ́n ti wá sọ orí òkè náà àti iṣẹ́ ìyanu di ibi tí wọ́n máa ń gbé àwọn ènìyàn dìgbàdìgbà wọ̀ bí àìsàn bá dé bá wọn.
We are all in need of God's mercy.
Gbogbo apata la nílò àánú Ọlọ́run.
You need his mercy when the debts are mounting up and the income is getting low.
O nílò àánú Ọlọ́run nígbà tí àwọn gbèsè bá ń pọ̀ sí tí owó tó sì ń wọlé ò tó.
You need the mercy of God when the Lazarus of your destiny has already been embalmed and buried.
O nílò àánú Ọlọ́run nígbà tí wọ́n bá ti gbé Lázaro àyànmọ́ rẹ tí wọ́n ti gbé gbìn.
You need his mercy when yokes multiply.
O nílò àánú Ọlọ́run nígbà tí àwọn àjàgà bá ń di púpọ̀.
You need mercy of God when the assembly of unbelievers and children of the devil they are telling you better join us, you have tried this thing, it's not working, better join us.
O nílò àánú Ọlọ́run nígbà tí ìpéjọpọ̀ àwọn ọmọ sátani àtàwọn ọmọ òkùnkùn tí wọ́n bá ń pè ọ́ dára kó wá darapọ̀ mọ́ wa nísìnyí o nítorí ohun tó ra wọlé náà ni ò pé ọ yìí.
You need the mercy of God when you have been encouraged to be disobedient to God in order to move forward.
O nílò àánú Ọlọ́run nígbà tí wọ́n bá ń gbà ọ níyànjú pé kó ṣàìgbọràn Ọlọ́run kò ba lè ní lárí.
You need the mercy of God when shedding tears have become a regular affair and your eyes are turning red every day.
O nilo anu Olorun nigba ti si sunkun to ba ti di ohun ise ojojumo toju re si pon ni gbogbo igba.
You need the mercy of God when the road you are traveling is getting rougher and rougher and more dangerous every day.
O nilo anu Olorun nigba ti opopona to nrin to ba n digbagun gbagun si lojojumo ti nkan si nira fun o.
You need the mercy of God when you notice a finishing fever in your life. You don't finish well.
O nilo anu Olorun nigba to ba kiyesi pe ninu aye re ati pari nkan lona to da.
You need the mercy of God when you are gradually become an expert at finishing things that you should not have started at all.
Oh, nilo anu Olorun nigba to ba kiyesi pe ninu aye tire o ti wa di ojogbon ninu pipari awon nkan ti o ti eye ko bere gan.
You need the mercy of God when you want to smile and it's crying that comes.
Oh, nilo anu Olorun nigba to ba je pe o fe rerin sugbon ekun lo nsun.
You need the mercy of God when your eyes are already red and the whole of your face is darkened with blood from the blows of the enemy.
Oh, nilo anu Olorun nigba ti gbogbo oju re ba ti pon ti gbogbo re si ti darun eje nitori pe opolopo ese ni ota ti kobu o.
You need his mercy.
Onilo anu re.
1985.
Lodun 1985.
A woman came.
Obirin kan wa.
To me that time.
Sodo mi nigba yen lohun.
And by the time she explained herself.
Nigba to si se alaye ara re.
I was a bit taken aback myself.
Oro ohun o jo mi loju.
Number one, she was brought into church in this plaster of Paris, the POP on the leg.
Akoko nigba ti won gbe wale ijosin. Won de kini funfun ti won ma n de moyan lese ni
Kobe. First day they brought her.
Won de mo lese lojo kini.
They brought her on Sunday.
Ojo Sunday ni.
She was supposed to go and remove that POP on Monday.
Lojo to tele ti se ojo Monday o ye ko lo yo kini ran kuro lese.
By the time they removed the POP.
Nigba ti won yo kini funfun ohun.
The leg just stayed straight like stick.
Ese ohun kan wa duro ko se kako o wa dabi igi.
Refusing to bend.
O ko ko se temo.
That was problem number one.
Isoro akoko niyan.
The husband was retired prematurely from the place of work.
Lojiji won tun fe yin oko re ti ni bise.
Problem number two.
Iyan ni isoro keji.
Problem number three.
Isoro keta.
She all the savings and all the money she got from working for government for 25 years, she used to build a shop, a trailer, ran into that shop, destroyed everything, and the shop caught fire, plus the trailer.
Gbogbo owo to ni, to ko papo, to si ti lati ise odun marundinlogbon to nse, to wa fi ko shop kan, oko ajagbejo kan ro lube, owo oko si tun lana ati shop ati oko gbogbo re jona.
You will have thought that will be enough to even finish somebody off.
E te lero pe yen na to lati yanjo oro yen.
Until one morning,
abigba to tun do wuro ojo kan,
she has three daughters.
Omobirin meta lo bi.
These three daughters age between 15 and below.
Awon omo meteta won yi e to dagba ju lo nu won o je odun 15.
They came to her after morning prayers.
Awon meteta ba wa ba leyin adura owuro.
I said, mommy,
iya wa o.
What and who are witches?
Awon wo la je na.
Mommy said, shut up.
E je nu lowo.
Don't talk about witches, sir.
Kila yin mo npa je.
Talk about Jesus.
Oro Jesus ni ke ma
so ma so la je. We don't talk about witches, sir. We talk about Jesus.
A ki so la je ni ru bi. Oro Jesus la wa ma so nle wa.
E say mommy.
Iya wa.
Answer the question.
E da won o tabi yin.
Who and what are witches?
Awon wo ati kila won aje.
You must say, shut up.
Won ni ke egbenu lowo.
Say mommy, you must answer the question.
Iya wa egbenu da won ibere yo.
She now said, well, witches are people with evil powers. And people and trouble people. Say, thank you, mommy. Say, that definition is, we'll take it from you, it's correct. All we want to inform you this morning
that
the three of us are witches. And we hold our meeting in this sitting room. That's problem number four. That's what she brought to me that day. And when I heard, I said, wow. Okay. I had plenty of people to see. I started counseling around 11.
After the service. Because
I knew our home could take me some a
while.
So I said, madam, you just sit in the corner over there and begin to pray these prayers.
Just
praying there. And she kept praying by herself. I was busy talking to other people. 1 hour she was praying. 2 hours she was praying. 3 hours she was praying by herself. I did not go to pray for her. I was far away from where she was. All of a sudden, her prayer changed. Say, my daughter, right there where you are, I want to send my fire into your life. And when I send that fire into your life, your life will change. She prayed to the level, she began to prophesy. My daughter, I will send my fire into your life. And when I send that fire into your life, it will destroy what has implanted into your body. Receive my fire.
By no me.
She was the one shouting, receive my fire.
By no me.
She was the one shouting, yeah.
Fire, yeah.
She was uttering the prophecy.
Was
shouting. And she went on. And after a while,
said
so now, and the things eating your body has been shaken off. It is now time for me to straighten your leg. It's time for me to straighten your leg.
Say,
you leg, hear the word of the Lord. Become normal. And we heard, we abandon all counseling. So now turn out to a film show. Look, I did not pray.
No,
so I'm doing the prayers. We saw the leg bending. She continued. Now, my daughter, it is time for me to bring your 3 daughters down to their knees. By disgracing their witchcraft powers. And again, she started praying. Within the next 10 minutes, the 3 daughters were in church. This was how. Nobody prayed for her. But she received what you call mercy. And that mercy delivered her.
I know si danide.
Beloved,
ara,
it's only 2 things.
O meji lo wa
that can keep a person from receiving the mercy of God.
To le ma je ke ni ori anu Olorun gba.
Number 1,
ikini,
is unconfessing.
Ni eje teni yan ko ti o jewo re.
Proverbs 28:13 says, he that covereth his sin shall not prosper.
But whosoever
confesseth and forsaketh them.
Shall
have what?
Mercy.
Shall have mercy.
Yori anu.
On confessing will keep divine mercy away from you. Secondly, unforgiveness will keep mercy away from you. This month, we want to connect to the mystery of divine mercy.
We
want to cry unto God after the order of blind Bartimaeus.
Bartimaeus
didn't know which specific prayer to pray. But he understood that a prayer that is a general prayer that can put a brake on Jesus. After his general prayers, break on
Jesus.
Then Jesus asked for the specific mercy that he needed. Jesus said,
"Lord,
that I may receive my sight."
Said,
so "Thy faith has made thee whole." Prayer for mercy is not prayer you pray like a gentleman. It's not prayer that you put one hand in your pocket. It's not prayer you pray and your body does not know you are praying. Blind Bartimaeus prayed his own prayer. He was sweating. He connected to the mystery of divine mercy. It is to that mystery I'm inviting all of you to this morning. Where you begin to cry for mercy here today.
Nígbà tó bá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí kégbe fún àánú níbí yìí lónìí.
Situations that are stubborn shall bow.
Ìṣẹ̀lẹ̀ olórí tuntun yóò tẹríba.
When you begin to cry for mercy today.
Nígbà tó bá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí kígbe fún àánú lónìí.
Where the enemy say you not reach, you reach there.
Ibi tó ta lóò ní dé òde bẹ̀.
When you begin to cry for mercy today.
Nígbà tó bá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí kígbe fún àánú lónìí.
Even if you have been ordained to die.
Bó bá tiẹ̀ wá jẹ́ pé wọ́n ti yàn ọ́ láti kú.
You shall live and not die.
Oyè òde kú.
When you cry for mercy today,
nígbà tó bá kígbe fún àánú lónìí,
the words of man,
ọ̀rọ̀ àwọn ènìyàn,
the clinical prophecies,
àsọtẹ́lẹ̀ ilé ìwòsàn,
against your life,
lòdì sáyé rẹ,
the economic predictions,
àwọn àsọtẹ́lẹ̀ nípa ètò ìṣúná,
against your life,
lòdì sáyé rẹ,
shall be completely cancelled.
Yóò gba ìfagilé pátápátá.
Rise up on your feet now.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká dìde dúró báyìí.
Rise up on your feet now.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká dìde dúró báyìí.
All eyes closed.
Kí gbogbo wa sì dijú wa.
If you are here this morning,
Mr.
Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I want to key into divine mercy.
Here
you are not born again. But God has brought you here today. Don't waste time. Wherever you are, while all eyes are closed, just find a way to the altar here or any of the two altars at the back. Come forward very, very quickly to surrender your life to Jesus.
Sofia
the altar here. And the two altars at the back.
Ati awon pepe meji to wa leyin.
I congratulate you.
Okay, yin ku orire.
You've taken the most important decision in life.
Ipinnu to se pataki julo laye le se yi.
Close your eyes.
E di unity sin.
Bow down your heads.
E teriba.
I want you to pray after me now.
Ufa ke gbadura tele mi bayi.
Say, Father,
Baba,
in the name of Jesus.
Ni oruko Jesu.
I come before you now. Lord Jesus.
Jesus Oluwa.
Come into my life. Take control of my life.
As
from this morning. I say bye bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of life. Thank you Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children here. Let your anointing be upon their lives. Let them experience the touch of Jehovah. This decision make it permanent in their lives. Keep them standing by your power. In Jesus' name we pray.
Let's
rise up on our feet now. With a loud voice.
Lohun oke.
No instrument.
Laisi ohun egbe abi ohun elo orin kankan.
No instrument at all.
Laisi ohun elo orin kankan.
With a loud voice.
Pelu ohun oke.
Lift up your voices, let heaven know.
Bi ohun re soke ki orun o mo.
That you are in his presence here today.
Pe o nbe niwaju re loni.
And sing this song loud and clear.
Ko si korin lohun rara.
The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases, his mercies never come to end. They are new every morning,
always
new.
Steadfast love,
steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. Faithfulness, oh. Three prayers to start with.
Adura beta laufi bere.
Pray after the order of blind Bartimaeus.
Adura bi Bartimaeus avoju.
Immediately we start this prayer now.
Logon ti aba bere adura ibayi.
There are some people here.
I won't come beni.
The enemy.
Ota.
Gave you a satanic dream.
And
since that dream, things have been upside down.
Lati gbadẹ ti la la ohun kan ti dori ko.
All of a sudden, as you begin to pray,
lojiji be ba ti bere si gbadura.
A strong man shall walk out of your body.
Ọkùnrin alágbára ló yin jade lára rí.
As you pray this prayer,
baba ti gbadura yi.
There are people here that are sick because that sickness is a family pattern.
Àwọn kan bẹ níbi tí wọ́n ń ṣọkùnrin nítorí pé bó ṣe máa ń ṣe wọ́n ẹbí wọn.
All of a sudden,
lójijì,
you will feel a giant hand upon your head.
Ó kíyè sí pé ọwọ́ agbára kan fà lórí rẹ.
And the sickness shall vanish.
Àìsàn òun yóò sì pòórá.
As you pray this prayer through,
baba ti ń gbàdúrà yìí pẹ̀lú.
There are some who came here, they've been hearing strange voices.
Àwọn kan wà níhìn tí wọ́n ti ń gbé ohun àjèjì.
Strange voices.
Ohun àjèjì.
Those strange voices speaking to you shall be silenced.
Àwọn ohun àjèjì tí ń bá yín sọ̀rọ̀ yẹn yóò dákẹ́.
As you pray this prayer,
baba ti ń gbàdúrà yìí.
You that woman over there.
Wàràbìnrin tó ń bẹ lọ́hùn yẹn.
That a stubborn spirit husband says you will not have a child.
Tọkọ ọ̀rọ̀ olórin kunkun lóòní bímọ láyé.
All of a sudden,
lójijì,
there will be a volcanic eruption in your womb.
Ìbúrẹ́kẹ́ yóò ṣẹlẹ̀ nínú ilé ọmọ rẹ.
And the yoke of that spirit husband shall be broken forever.
As
you pray this prayer,
baba ti ń gbàdúrà yìí.
As many people, and when I say as many people, I mean as many people.
Iye ẹni, bá wù pé iye ẹni, gbogbo iye ènìyàn
ni. As I hear today,
tí wọ́n ń bẹ ní lónìí.
And there are satanic objects growing in your breast, growing in your womb, growing under your armpit, growing in any part of your body.
Tí àwọn ẹrù sátani ń wù ní abẹ́ yín. Tí wọ́n wù ní abẹ́ ayín, tí wọ́n wù ní ilé ọmọ yín, àbí níbi kíbi ní ẹ̀gọ́ àgọ́ ara yín.
Or you can feel a stony object in your body.
Àbí ẹ kíyèsí pé ohun kan wà tó le koko nínú àgọ́ ara
yín. All of a sudden,
lójijì,
you will feel the anointing of God fall upon you.
Ẹ kíyèsí pé ìfòòró yín Ọlọ́run bà lóyún.
And that yoke shall be broken.
Àjàgà òun yóò sì fọ́.
Now listen to me carefully.
Ẹ gbọ́ mi dáadáa o.
Immediately I begin to ask you to pray now.
Ní kété tí mo bá ní ká bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí gbàdúrà báyìí.
And the miracles begin to happen.
Iṣẹ́ ìyanu òun bá sì bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ṣẹlẹ̀.
Don't hide.
Má fara pamọ́.
Immediately you check your body.
Ní kété tó bá yí ara rẹ wo.
And you find that the sickness has disappeared.
Yóò sì ní pé àìsàn òun ti pòórá.
Run quickly to this altar.
Kíákíá kó máa dùbọ̀ wájú pẹpẹ iwájú yìí.
So we're able to put a seal on it so that the enemy will not put it back.
A lè ràn ọ́ lọ́wọ́ láti fi èdìdí sórí rẹ̀ kọ́ta má bàa dá padà mọ́.
I'm not asking you to come out if you need prayer. No, no, no.
Mi ò sọ pé bó o bá fẹ́ kọ́ gbàdúrà fún ọ kó o wá síwájú o.
Once you notice that the healing power of God has touched you.
Ní kété tó bá kíyèsí pé agbára ìwòsàn Ọlọ́run ti fara bà ọ́.
That person here with a strange infirmity on the skin.
Ẹnìkan bẹ ní ìtúyà àìsàn àjèjì.
Immediately we begin to pray now.
Ní kété tó bá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí
tàbí abáyé. That infirmity will clear away.
Àìlera òun yóò pòórá.
The cold in the head, the cold in the head,
nínú orí,
and in the chest.
Àti àyà.
As you begin to pray now,
baba bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí gbàdúrà báyìí.
It will be melted away.
Yóò yọ kúrò.
And if you are that person,
bá ti jẹ́ ọlọ́run onítọ̀hún.
Somebody was calling your name.
Ẹnìkan ń pe orúkọ rẹ.
You don't know who the person was.
O mẹ́ni náà.
But since that day,
ìgbà láti ọjọ́ náà lọ,
the power of death has been pursuing you.
Agbára ikú o ti ń lépa rẹ
kí. All of a sudden you will feel a break.
Lójijì ó gbọ́ èrò jíjá.
And you shall be instantly set
free. Ó ti gba ìwòsàn lẹ́sẹ̀kẹsẹ̀.
How many sisters here want divine mercy this morning?
Arábìnrin mélòó ló ń bẹ níbi tí wọ́n fẹ́ àánú àtọ̀dọ̀ Ọlọ́run wá lóòrọ̀ yìí.
Let me hear the sister shouting this after me.
Ká obìnrin ó kígbe eléyìí tẹ̀lé
mi. Oh God,
Ọlọ́run dìde.
And show me great mercy today.
Kò sì ṣàánú ńlá fún mi lónìí.
Sisters, can I hear you shout?
Ẹ̀yin arábìnrin kígbe rẹ lóòrùn ara.
Is that the best sisters can do here this
morning?
Brothers, shout it louder than the sisters.
Ẹ̀yin arábìnrin kò sókè jáwé obìnrin lọ.
Everybody together. In the name of Jesus,
Jesus.
Open your mouth,
oh,
your brother.
Oh God.
As for the man, I am
ashamed
of the
Lord.
I am ashamed
of the Lord. I am ashamed of the Lord.
Now,
in the name of Jesus,
receive His mercy. Let your cry put a break on Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence. Check your body now. If that your healing has manifested, run quickly to this altar. That's right. Check that breast. Check your womb. Check your armpit. Come quickly to the front. Once you know that the Lord has touched you, because His power is now going from person to person. That's right.
Then
that skin attack has gone back to the center. Something is happening to somebody over there. There is a witchcraft cage holding your life. It's broken out. Somebody over there,
you
have an issue of blood.
Israel,
the Lord has arrested that issue of blood now. Yes, the cloudiness of the eyes is being cleared away. Now you can see more clearly. That's right. That person who stepped on a fetish object and your legs have been rebelling against you. Check those legs now. The power of God is touching you right there where you are. This second prayer, pray with boiling anger. Something great is about to begin to happen now. In as many lives as you pray this with burning anger, every power assigned to make God a liar in my life, can you shout this loud and clear? Is that the loudest you can shout it
loud?
I still want you to shout it loud. In the name of
Jesus.
Deal with that power now. Today is today. Just be set free. 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 Assigned to make God a liar in my life. Yes. Yes.
Ben.
Masekaya boshen terabo sun teraba. Aha!
Benny.
Every power assigned to make the Almighty a liar in your life.
Again in a
year. Spirit of the living God.
Every honor and
Move, in Jesus' name we pray.
L'oruko Jesu la gbadura.
Someone is here.
Eni kan be ni.
One leg is shorter than the other.
Ese kan kuru ju ikeji lo.
That short leg.
Ese to kuru yen.
Is being pulled.
It's been pulled.
And it has leveled up with the second leg. Glory be to the name of Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
The enemy that sat on your visa
has somersaulted
from that seat. There are 10 persons here. The enemy keeps speaking to your head and keeps asking you to pull off your clothes on the streets. It's an arrow of insanity and witchcraft fired against you. Right there where you are, the power of God is coming upon you, and the yoke of that power is broken now. That's the power of God coming upon you. Number one. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. And that's number 10. Aha. Yes, enough is enough. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Shout this with boiling anger. Desert power.
Desert
power. Pray this one with only anger. Can you shout it loud and clear? A sign to trouble my star. Somebody needs to shout this loud. Death in the name of Jesus. Things are happening. Lay your hands on any part of your body where there is infirmity now. Lay your hands on that place. And then we will shout this loud and clear. My Father! Have mercy upon begin to ask for divine mercy. Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Something is happening over there. In Jesus' name we pray. It is time for new organs to begin to manifest in bodies. The Lord is starting from the eyes, from the brain, the intestine, the liver, the kidney,
Edoforo.
The womb.
Iliomo.
Something is happening over there.
Unconscious anybody.
Makate sepende ke ya
boshente.
De reboso ponde ke ya
boshente.
Aha. Yes. I have a word to somebody over there. The Lord said you have been down all your life. Within the next 2 weeks, you shall be lifted up. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Check your body very well. Once the hand of God has touched you, report quickly to the altar here. Father, I thank you for your children here. Cover their testimony and miracles with the blood of Jesus. Let your anointing break out every yoke. Come upon all your children here.
In
Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Say,
my Father!
Baba mi!
Behold my family!
Boju wo idile mi!
Have mercy!
Jaduwa!
In the name of
Jesus.
Jesus! Open your mouth and cry to the Lord.
Have mercy.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, for Jesus, la gbadura.
Somebody was came here this morning.
And you come was be low, Lord.
And when you came here, you as if your total body does not belong to you.
You got those in David, she looked your book, Guara, Reki, Shetty, Lemon.
But right now, your body has been renewed.
But Lord, over here, let it go too.
But don't allow the enemy to put this problem back on you. Don't be shy. Find a way quickly to this altar here. So that every luggage placed on you will not be put back. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Shout three Jericho destroying.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Turn to somebody.
God, you see anything?
Tell the person. The man of God has been mandated to pray 21 prayers for me.
Lati gbadura mokanlelogun fun mi.
Can you say it to your friend?
We be fun ore re.
All those prayers shall become testimonies for
me.
Amen.
Amen.
What you want the Lord to do before this year runs to an
end,
begin to prophesy it upon your life.
Amen.
Amen.
Bring out your prayer letter now.
Emu letter adura yin jade bayi.
And hold it in one hand.
Fesi mu dani ni owo kan.
Bring out your prayer letter.
Emu letter adura yin jade.
Hold it in one hand.
Emu dani si owo kan.
So make this 21 prophetic pronouncements upon your life.
Emi won ti pase gbolohun mokanlelogun yi sori aye.
Make sure that your amen is loud and clear.
Emi pe abi yin oroki.
Amen.
Amen.
Father,
Baba,
I decree by the decree of heaven
that
as many of your children as are gathered here today, you will contend with whatever is contending with them. In the name of Jesus, I decree by the decree of power and by the decree of heavens that any dragon power contending with the star of anyone here, the dragon power shall be disgraced. It shall be disgraced. It shall be disgraced. It shall be disgraced. In the name of Jesus. Any evil mark upon anybody's life, let that mark be wiped out by the blood of Jesus. I decree by the decree of heavens that those that hate you shall be put to shame. They shall be put to shame. They shall be put to shame. They shall be put to shame. Any power that is assigned to put off your light, I command that power to die. In the name of Jesus, I do upon your life that whether it is convenient for the enemy or not,
be
to shine brighter. In the name of Jesus. Let the confidence and the boasting of your enemies dry up now. In the name of Jesus. Within the next 10 days, receive uncommon testimonies. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. I decree by the decree of heavens that your future shall be full with miracles. I decree that celebration shall abound in your house. In the name of Jesus, no matter how many they are, no matter the volume of the wicked powers that are monitoring your life, they shall be put to shame. They shall be put to shame. I decree right now that this year the enemy will not use you to balance his account. This year you shall possess your possession. Every yoke of disappointment and failure at the edge of success and breakthroughs, be arrested now. I decree by the decree of heaven that Lord will deliver your enemies into your hands. In the name of Jesus. And any power assigned to kill your glory shall be put to shame in the name of Jesus. Let the power of the Holy Ghost move upon every organ of your body. And let the organs of your body be energized by the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, heavens, I call upon you now that the way you stop Pharaoh, the way you stop Goliath, the way you stop Sennacherib, every stubborn enemy of your children, stop them. In the name of Jesus. Any power planning to announce your obituary this year shall die in your place. In the name of Jesus,
I decree upon your life, you shall be a victor, not a victim. You shall rise. You shall shine. 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 In the name of Jesus. The weakness of your father's house will not overpower your life. And the miracle of come and see. The miracle that men will open their mouths and wonder. Receive that miracle now in the name of Jesus. Every point written in this prayer letter, let them receive answer by fire. In the name Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. It is written that your children shall be the heroes of the
heaven.
For that comes their help. That comes from the Lord who made them stand.
For
you will suffer their feet to be moved. For you will not slumber. That you will not slumber. Shall not slumber and sleep. The Lord shall keep you in your coming out. The Lord shall keep you in all your ways. No evil shall befall you. Never shall any playbook now your
come.
It is well with you. It shall continue to be well with
you.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A louder amen. A louder amen. A louder amen. Let us share the grace in fellowship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen.